tell us a little bit about this expo and what it's all about.
So it's an expo where we wanted to communicate our science, and we're working on single molecule events in cell signaling and that sort of thing, and we use a lot of microscopy and imaging techniques, and we really wanted to bring some of the science, some of the things that we're learning about the cell, to people who might not be able to access this otherwise. So we wanted to see if we could communicate our work in a way that was accessible for everyone.
And who's the target audience of the expo? Is it designed specifically for the blind community or the hard of hearing community?
Well, that's who we had in mind, but I think anyone who comes along will enjoy it. We tried to make it as accessible as possible, and as you say, we wanted to make our science tactile or smell or try to imagine how these processes could be communicated in that way. But I think anyone who comes along should get something out of it.
Tell us a little bit about those tactile models of exploration and the hands-on activities that will be on offer at the expo. Do you have any examples you could share with us of things people can learn?
Of course, yes. So we've got some brilliant researchers who are working on the structure of viruses and sort of how they're able to infect cells and how they're able to take over the cell and make them make more viruses. So they're doing a lot of work on the molecular structures, and they've made some tactile models to sort of convey the structure of viruses and how that allows them to infect cells. And we've also got some researchers who are working on how your body fights off infections, so how your immune cell is able to fight off viruses. And so we've got a sort of interactive event where you can be a T cell for a day, so you can put on a little glove and search through some cells and try to find an infected cell, you'll get a vibration and some sounds and lights that happen on the glove to let you know that you found an infected cell.
Oh my, that sounds like so much fun!
Yeah, so we've got a lot of things that hopefully make it interactive, so that people can kind of get involved and realize that. If you have any impairment, it's not necessarily a barrier to understanding these concepts and being a part of the scientific discovery.
Absolutely not. Every child and every person learns in a different ways based on their experiences and their different skill sets. So I think it's so wonderful that you have such a wide variety of options for kids and for even adults to learn these concepts and these scientific lessons in such an inclusive way.
Yeah, we had a really great response last year, so we're really happy to put it on again this year and try to build on some of the exhibits that we did last year and try to make them better and more accessible to people.
Speaking of building on the model that you had last year and making it kind of even bigger and better this year, how would you like to see sensory science and the Interactive Science Expo expand? Is this something that we'd like to see continue getting bigger and better as the years go by?
I would certainly love to make it larger and larger every year and try to bring it to more people. We were really lucky to get funding from the School of Medical Sciences at UNSW and the Equity, Diversity, Inclusion Board, also the Single Molecule Sciences Group put some money in, and the Australian Research Centre of Excellence for Advanced Molecular Imaging. So we were really good we're really lucky to get quite a bit of funding. So hopefully next year we can get a bit more and try to expand it even further.
Do you think that this style of teaching and this style of learning could be adapted and made into a model that teachers could then take and use in their own classrooms, their own schools, primary schools, high schools, universities, to take it out of an expo environment and more into those everyday classrooms?
Yes, certainly. I think that would make science a lot more approachable for people. I think it's especially fun if you can make it interactive so that people can get involved rather than just being lectured to or seeing science as sort of a dry thing that happens in laboratories. I think it's something that starts in our imagination, and we need to start with the questions of how things work and then go out and try to answer how that works. So I'd like to be able to try to get people interested in, and excited about science. Yes. So we're trying to convey some of that excitement that we have to other people. I'd love it if other people took up this this idea as well.
Absolutely. Inspire that next generation of scientists.
Yeah.
Dr. Jesse, unfortunately, we're going to have to leave it there, but thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Well, thanks so much for having me on.